All right, people, it's good to be here. Good to be here. We owe God something tonight. I said we owe God something tonight. Amen. Now, I tried to get out of this because I had other things that I thought that I needed to do in this camp meeting. But since I didn't, I've had a burden on my heart for some time. I feel really more like just talking to you than I do preaching. I was born across the hill here about 4 miles away the crow flies in the year of 23. My father was a bootlegger. And every family that I knew, would you bear with me? Come on, brother. Every family I knew in this country at that time either made it, bought it, drank it, or sold it. We didn't have a Bible in our home. But one day, a man with the name of Will Nichols, when I was the age of 15 years old, to make a long story short, a man by the name of Will Nichols and his wife, Sister Alta Lee, Brother David's mother, rode a mail truck, the best I remember, in here and held a revival at Moore. You don't know where Moore is. It's only about 3 miles, 3.5 from here. And in that revival, I got under conviction. I didn't know what conviction was. But from a little boy, I knew there was something that I didn't have. But many a time, as I lay in the bed and looked out the old board roof, with no ceiling, could see the stars at night. We didn't have God in our home, Brother Bull. I knew there had to be something. They was having a baptizing on Richland Creek just a few miles below Moore. I was a 15-year-old boy. A group of the young folks that I knew ganged up on the bridge to make a sport, I suppose, of what was going on, because baptizing was very rare in this country at that time. And I stood there for a while. So David's mother, a very devoted Christian, began to raise her hands and praise God and speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave her utterance. I intended to have as much fun as they did, but the fun changed into tears. That lady's face looked to me like it's showing like an angel. I left on the south end of the bridge and got under some tag alders, wiping tears, weeping, because God's conviction had seized my heart.
Glory. Yes. Thank you,
Jesus. Just a night or so after, God moved on me in such a way in that meeting that I made my way to the altar. My Sunday suit was really messed up when I came out of there. My tough nut overalls and a white shirt was absolutely a suit. And this old building was a double floor, held a lot of clay dirt that dampened you down once in a while, or oiled it a little, I suppose. And along about 1 o'clock, I came out of that altar. But I was a brand new boy. I was a brand new boy, 15 15 years old, they said it will never last. But I started a walk that night with the Lord. How many ever remember the time that you started your walk? You started, you probably stumbled, you staggered, you felt weak kneed, and you felt like that maybe sometimes that you'd never make it. But I tell you, that night we rode horseback about 3 miles after I came out of that building. I'd never saw the stars shine, Brother Tommy, like they did that night. Come on, I said I had begun a walk with Jesus Christ. There has been highs and there's been lows, but I thank God there hadn't been any outs. I soon learned how to remedy those outs. Now let me tell you, folks, we must have a relationship with God. Did you hear what I said? We must have a relationship with God. We must have a relationship with God until we have a walk with God. I went on just about a year to the same time that I had gotten saved in the month of September in the year 39. I hadn't received power in my life that God told me I could have in His Word. But I didn't know anything about the Word of God. I knew a little. I knew that I had read where folks received the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I said, that's good enough for me. I know I begin a walk. I know I begin a walk. Now come on, stay with me, folks. I know I begin a walk, but I know that there's something more than this.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I got hunger for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I started tarrying. I didn't know that people actually shouted and danced in the Spirit and lost all hopes. Amen. Lost themselves. I didn't know. Amen. That people really got in the whirlwind of the South, that they didn't know where they're going or coming. But I got hunger. I began to pray. I began to seek God. My dad was a bootlegger. He sure didn't like it. I was a 15-year-old boy that tried to mind Dad in about everything he told me. But I tell you, I was having a devil's a buck, I'll guarantee you. But in the meanwhile, I tarried. I remember one night I was in a little prayer meeting, and the Lord spoke to me in this prayer meeting. I had gotten beside myself, got up in the middle of one of their beds in the living room. Of course, you had a bed in the living room. Amen. But God spoke to me and said, son, the Holy Ghost is yours. I said, I know it, Lord. I know it. But where is it? I came out of that room, I was so hungry. But I was still in that walk. I was reeling quite a bit, Brother Dean, but I was still in that walk that I had started. Still in that very walk that I had started with Jesus Christ. About 2 days later, I had gone home with my brother. My dad was telling the folks that I was disturbing everybody around there, up the creek. I got a chance to go with him to pull blade fodder. Now that's out of your head, out of your mind, and most of you, you don't know what blade fodder is. That's when your corn gets ripe and you pull the strip, you cut the top out of it, and you put it in a shop, you pull the blades and you tie them in a bundle, and if you never did carry them, you don't want to, because you carry them and let them scratch you and then get right sweaty and you'll think you got bees on you. But I tell you, I wasn't interested in the fodder. I wasn't interested in anything in that place, but my oldest brother had the baptism. And I think he'll pray with me, or he surely won't try to fight me out of it. But I still had a walk. Come on. I said, I still have that walk. Now, come on with me, folks. Bless God, when you start for God, you better keep that walk. You better keep that walk. And I still have that walk. We rode a big black horse from Richland Creek, which was a 10-mile trip. I jumped up behind that saddle, amen, like a proud kid that was going to the store for his first time. Amen. We got over here just about 1 mile to the old home place. Folks, I don't know why I'm saying that. I didn't intend to do this, but I'm doing it anyhow. Amen. But we got there and got down on a flat rock. I said, yes, pray here. The sun was just about to go down, about an hour high, a little less at that time. Got on that flat rock and we had a prayer meeting. I would have liked to stay right there. Hallelujah. Come on, say, how many got the baptism tonight? How many begin to walk? Thank God. Amen. I would have loved to stay right there. But after a while, we wound up and we got on up to the house, and his wife said, we got supper ready. Supper wasn't looking good to me. I had started a walk. Come on, I said, I had started a walk. Amen. And I wasn't satisfied with where I was at. Thank God with the Lord. And I said, amen, I know there's more. And instead of eating, we went down to pray in the old living room where Dad had had so many old square dances and waltzes and shin kickings and fist fights and hair pulling and just about all of it. But I want to tell you this. Amen. When I knelt down by the old bed that was in the living room, I made an altar there. I knelt down by that bed. My brother and his wife knelt down somewhere I don't know where. Amen. I said, God, if you don't fill me with the Holy Ghost, I'll be here when daylight comes in the morning. When the sun comes up, I'll still be here. I have started a walk, Dean. Hallelujah to God. Amen. I said, I'll be here. Amen. When the sun comes up. And just, and it seemed to me in a moment of time, just a short while, there was something poured out on me up at the top of my head, and it felt like a warm oil. It just started down, drifting down. Amen. And when it got in my feet, it also got in my tongue. Hallelujah. Now you can shake chins if you want to. You can claim the Holy Ghost if you want to. I tell you, there's some fruits that's born. Amen. With the power of the Holy Ghost. And if you're trying to walk this thing without it, you better get it. And that hit my feet. My feet went wild. My tongue went with them. Man, I was between the floor and the ceiling. If I was ever on a high, I was on a high. Amen. If you had never got a Holy Ghost that wouldn't shake you up, bless God and let you know that you had something to help you walk this thing out, amen, to the end, you better think again. Oh, hallelujah. About 30 minutes, they said, I wasn't looking. They said about 30 minutes by the time that the spirit was lifted for a moment. The devil backed me up on the bed and he set me down. Now, come on, folks, I'm talking to you. Just like he has a lot of you. He said, you prayed it. Then there was anybody act like you did. Man, I didn't know what to do. That was the first time I'd ever been challenged with the devil like that. You know there never was. And I sat there, I don't know how long, and I began to talk to the devil. If I ever talked to the devil, I talked to him that night. I said, devil, we have had the square dance, the round dance, and the waltz in this home. We've had fist fights, shin kickings, and all that went with it. But never in my life have I had anything that would compare with what I've got now. Oh, brother, if you thought they got away the first time, you ought to have been there the last round. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to tell you that I started a walk with God. Amen. That I didn't intend to quit. Bless God. And I'm glad to tell you and to report to you. Amen. If you the first time. No comparison. That made me an hour and a half according to the clock. That the Holy Ghost had me, absolutely had me. Amen? We got folks that's paddling around the edge and waiting in about ankle deep and saying, oh God, fill me. I tell you, when you fill you, it's when you empty up. I said, when you really empty up and then search for something else to get out, then's when he'll fill you. All right. I'm talking about a walk with God. It grieves my heart, and I've had such a burden on my heart lately about so many people that will start out for God and then fall by the wayside.
Come on now.
Fail God. It grieves me. It grieves me, folks. Amen. To know that so many folks will start out and they'll get a walk with the Lord, but they won't continue to walk with God. The first thing you know, they're back in the world. I had an older preacher to tell me one time. He said, if everybody that got saved, really got saved, had a stayed with their salvation and their walk in the Lord, he said there wouldn't be very many people lost. Amen? Now I know there's high places and low places, and I know that. But folks, I am a strong believer, amen, in having a walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. My walk with God is what's gotten me where I am. Your walk with God has gotten you where you are. If you're a soul winner, it's because you walk with God, allowed God to walk with you, and you have won people not because you jumped so high or sung the best or played music the best or played the loudest, but it's because they saw your walk. That's exactly what God honors. I said that's what God honors. Is that walk that you've got with God is what God honors. He don't honor what we do, amen, just in church. He honors what we do in everyday life. What you do in church is not altogether your walk. It's a very small portion of your walk. Amen. But what you do in the world and before your neighbors and before your family and before the people that lives around you, this God is what it takes to be a real walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah to God. So then, amen, we must have a walk with the Lord if we're expecting to make heaven. You better have a walk in this day that we're living. I've been seeing these preachers have a lot of trouble of keeping the Bible open, and I'm going to get me a songbook. Amen. All right. If we haven't got a walk with Him, we're in trouble because the devil, amen, if he runs all we've got, amen, we ain't going to get anywhere. You know, I was looking the other day in the Bible, and I believe I found in Strong's Concordance 210 times that the word walk was spoke about. And then I found 69 times that run was mentioned, 141 times more about a walk than it was about a run. All right. Now, we find about things about running in the Bible. It's not the kind of running that we call it. It's not because we get so high and amen and have so much fun of serving God. That's a different kind of run. Now, when Paul was talking about running, he's talking about running in a race. Amen. He's talking about winning for Christ. He was talking about winning the victory or winning for Christ. He wasn't talking about a foot race. Amen. But I tell you, when he's talking about a walk, he got down on all of our levels. Come on. He said, they shall run and not grow weary, but they shall walk and not faint. Now, amen, there's quite a bit of difference. Now, you try to run, and I've done a lot of running up and down these hills and still do quite a bit. But let me tell you something. You don't run very far. I see a man grinning at me back here because me and him was in a race back in the fall. So, you go to running, don't run very far till you sure got to, you got to stop somewhere along the way. You know, jogging used to be a number one thing that you heard about, don't hear much about it anymore. They've learned to slow it down to walk. They say the walk's the best. What do you say about it? Amen. What do you think? Do you think the walk's the best? I do. I think the walk's the best. But we've got to keep on walking. Amen. There's no place to quit. So then, if there's 141 more times spoken of, amen, in the Bible about a walk, I tell you what, I want to walk. Somebody said, I want to be on fire. Well, you can be on fire, and you can still walk. What I'm saying, when the devil comes at you with those fiery darts, you can lift, the God will lift up a standard against him because you have a walk with Jesus Christ. And every man in the Bible that had a walk with Christ, my brother, was victorious. Amen, you read it. Thank God, every man in the Bible that had a walk with Jesus Christ or with God, amen, back in the Old Testament, he was an overcomer. Let us turn to the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, if you will. You got your Bible. Want to read a little bit? Do help us. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Glory. The 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Amen. Reading here from the 11th chapter, verse 5. Oh, yes, it's beginning at the first. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things that are not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, in the fifth verse, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him, for before his translation, I want you to notice this, he had this testimony that he pleased God. All right. Amen. Before his testimony, he had this testimony that he pleased God before his translation. Now, amen, I'd like for us to go back over here in the book of Genesis 5. I believe it is the book of Genesis 5. And let me turn over here and see. 5 and... I believe it's 5 and 8. I'm not sure. I may be wrong, but it's right there in 5. He said, Enoch walked with God and was not. Now, if you want to know what become of him, he had a walk with God and he was not, for God took him. Now, how come that God took him? He had this testimony. He had a walk. Come on. He had a walk with God that he pleased God. This wasn't just one day in and one day out, but he had a walk. Amen. His testimony was his walk, and your walk is your testimony. Whether you believe it or whether you don't believe it, we can't make anything out of it. Amen. Else, because our walk, our everyday life, will win more people to Jesus Christ than all we ever tell them in church. Oh, yes, he walked with God. He had a walk with him, hallelujah to God, so closely until he was not. Amen. Because God took him. Amen. Why did he take him? He had a testimony that pleased God. What I'd like to stand down on my two heels and tell each one of you tonight, I don't know how much longer I'll be preaching the gospel, but I'll guarantee you as long as God will make me able, I'll still be fighting. I want to tell you this right now. I want to see you have the proper walk with God that it's going to take to get you out of this thing. Amen. On the other side. Unless you've got a walk with God, the devil's going to whip you in your tracks and you'll never make it. I'll never make it. But there is a walk with God. Amen. What the writer Lord said, amen, there is a path that no vulture eye has ever seen. Oh, what is that? Brother, that's that path that you get in when you are born again. Amen. Filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Thank God. Amen. And how the power of God ruling and reigning in your life. You've got to walk with God. Amen. That the world can't gainsay. I guess I've been called about everything but something good to eat, and maybe called that too. I don't know. But I know I've got joy tonight. I know I've got to walk with God. And I know if I don't keep on walking, I'll never make it. All right. I'd like us to look at something here. Enoch was not because, amen, the Lord taken him. Amen. He had a testimony that he pleased God. I'd like to think of Noah. Noah was a man. Amen. On down to about the 7th verse there, he was a man that had a walk with God. Amen. And God honored him. He found grace in the eyes of God. Amen. And God allowed him to he had a walk with God. And God allowed him to build an ark for the safety of his family and the animals. Wasn't that a sight? Amen. I want you to know that old Noah walked on. He hewed and he chopped. And all of his neighbors, amen, are probably saying you're crazy. Saying you just don't know what you're doing. But he had a walk. Come on. I said he had a walk. Amen. Somebody probably come up and said, don't do it this way. Amen. And don't do it that way. And Noah probably looked up, amen, and took a little squint and went back to chopping. Why? Because he had a walk. Now, if you want to know why you get stopped, it's because you hadn't got a walk. You've got to run. You've got to jump. Amen. You've got something that you think ought to be all over you all the time, and you're sad. You're badly mistaken. Amen. The Bible said the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. And if we make it, we'll make it because we've got to walk with the Lord Jesus Christ and none other. God didn't intend for us to go through this thing with a slack line. I said God didn't intend for us, amen, to walk this thing with a slack line. Amen. Jesus didn't die in vain. I said he didn't die in vain. But Noah had a walk with God. Regardless of what they said, he just kept walking. Regardless of what they said, he just kept building. Amen. He didn't change his story. And one day it began to rain. Amen. And that old boat began to float up with every animal in it that's supposed to be in it. Noah and eight souls walked until that boat was finished. Noah walked in that boat with his family and the door was shut up.
Amen. Amen.
Bless God. I want you to know that old boat floated, amen, to the tops of the mountains. Amen. Thank God when folks thought Noah was crazy, amen, they didn't know. A lot of folks, if you got to walk with God, they think you crazy too.
Right.
Don't you think you ain't going to bump some devils? And they may call you everything in the book to your face. But if you got to walk with God, it won't stop you. Amen. They may whip you, but it won't stop you. They may persecute you in every way it could be imagined, but it won't stop you. Amen. Because if you got to walk with God, you'll get up and shake yourself. Amen. And come back strong. But if you hadn't got to walk with God, you're just as apt to take the wrong end of the road as you are the right end of the road. Somebody said, preacher, I fail. Well, for goodness sakes, don't take the wrong end of the track. Because you got to go somewhere. You might as well to get up and go the right way. Amen. If you got to walk, don't you stop walking. Amen. I said, don't you stop that walk with God. And unless we've got to walk with God, we're not going to make it, folks. I tell you, the vice is beginning to tighten down on this thing right now. Come on, don't stare at me like that. I said, amen, there's beginning to be some things tightened down right now. And if you hadn't recognized it, you're going to pretty soon. We've got something. We've got something to thank God for. Amen. I said we've got something to thank God for. We've got a privilege. worship God down in this valley, to sing praise to God, to preach the word of God, amen, to speak another tongue, and to worship God, and to see people saved, born into this thing. We've got an opportunity to do it, but one day coming when we won't have the opportunity to do it if we hang around here. I tell you one thing, Lord, don't get us out of here pretty soon. You better watch it. Amen. I'm talking to you. I said, if you don't take us out pretty soon, you better not think that you're going to get by without anything. Come on. I mean, tell you, this is terrible time. We're in end time. And I never saw such a sleepy, draggy time and so many people that's losing their walk with God in all of my life. My friends, it's got me stirred up. And I thought tonight, if I could get everybody in this. Hey, man, I can see him as he's taking his son and he head for Mount Moriah. Hey, man, the little boy looked around and saw the wood, the fire and everything. A very tempting time. Oh, hallelujah. Old Abraham just kept walking. Amen. Amen. He got out there and he left his servant. He said, me and the lad is going to go on. Well, we're going to walk up there, but that's not all. We're going to walk back. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. So if you have a walk with God, no devil, no nothing that's formed, a weapon that's formed against you will keep you from having that walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, because there is a walk with God. Man, he got up there right down to the test. He got him on the altar, everything fixed. And he drawed that old sword back. He even had him bound, had him up there. Oh, he wouldn't have done it, Brother Dean, but he had a walk with God. I said he had a walk with God. God's going to do something for him here. Amen. He had a walk with God. God will do when you feel like you've gone to the very end of the rope. If you've got a walk with God and you feel that you've gone to the very end of the rope, I want you to know that God's fixing to do something. If you'll keep that walk with Jesus Christ, God is fixing to do something for you. Amen. Like you've never had done before. I'm a call. You're down to that testing point. And when we go through that testing point, I tell you, God's going to restore us. Amen. And he's going to have more confidence in us than he's ever had. He drew the knife. The angel of God stayed his arm and said, wait a minute. Amen. You walk further enough without some help. Hallelujah. You walk further enough without some help. Thank God. Amen. He looked behind him. He found a ram that was prepared for the offering. Amen. Then he walked back down the mountain because God, amen, said, Abraham, I know now. Hallelujah. I know now. Some of us never walk further enough with God. Amen. For God to even know we would walk. But you said God knows all things. I know it, but he tries us out sometimes to see how far, amen, we'll go. Amen. Without feeling to do that. Amen. He'll test us to see how much pressure we're going to stand. Amen. And still be a child of God. And if you don't never go through nothing, you'll never be worth nothing. Thank God. Amen. There's a testing time. But unless you grasp that walk with Jesus Christ, I want you to know you'll never stand in these days that we're living in. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I said there's a walk. There is a walk with the Lord. Amen. I said there's a walk with the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I say there's a walk with the Lord. Now I tell you, when we study about all these old prophets, all these men of old back in the Old Testament, how they walk with God, how they serve the Lord, how they live for God, how they stood the things that they stood, it's hard for us to believe. Hard for us to believe that they stood the test that they stood. Amen. This wasn't in a Holy Ghost dispensation. This wasn't when folks were filled. They were only moved on once in a while. Amen. With the Holy Ghost. But we're in a Holy Ghost dispensation. When the Holy Ghost has been poured out. been poured out. Amen. We ought to really have a walk with God. I said we ought to really have a walk with God. Because we're in a poured out time. Praise God. Amen. I'd like to read some more here. Amen. Beginning, I hear it about verse 31. Verse 32, and what shall I more say? For the time would fail me. That's in the same chapter, 11th chapter. The time would fail me. Would fail me to tell of the of Gideon and of Barak and Samson and of fat of David and all this, all that's Samuel and of the prophets who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the age of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the elements of the allies, the minds of the lions. Women received their dead, restored to life again, and others were turned not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Now listen, and others had trial of cruel mocking and scourging, and yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned and they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goats and goat husks being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and in caves of the earth. And these all having obtained a good report through faith received not the promise of God. God having provided some other way, some better way, some things for us that they without us should not be made perfect. Let me read that again. God having provided some better things for us that they without us should not be perfect. What's he saying? He's saying we live in the best time. We've got the best thing. He's talking about our day right now. Amen. They didn't obtain it. They looked for it, but they still had faith. They still kept their walk, and they still had faith in God, and they still lived for God, and they looked for that time, my friend. Amen. But they didn't get to see the time that you and I see, but they still kept their walk. Shame on us tonight in a Holy Ghost dispensation that'll walk one day, amen, for God, and the next day be frustrated and driven by the forces of hell, amen. Shame on us that won't stand on our two feet and show folks, amen, that God's real. Amen. Praise God. You know,
yes, amen.
Second book of Kings and the first book of Kings, we read about two men. It's very interesting to me. Elijah and Elisha. Amen. Now things are getting pretty rough. And Elijah's getting pretty old. Just about time to get out of here. Amen. Brother Lindsay. Amen. Just about ready to go. Amen. Just about ready for that chariot to come in. Yeah. Amen. And take him home. Hallelujah. He said, look, I want you to do something. I want you to anoint three men. But most of all, I want you to anoint Joshua, amen, to take my place. Take your place. So he started out and he found Joshua in the field with 12 yoke oxen plowing. And I can see him as he walked out in this field. And, amen. He probably let 11 men pass by him. I don't know. Amen. But he stood there, thank God, with that mantle. Amen. Because he had a walk with God. He knew what to do. And he threw that mantle, amen, on that young man. Thank God. And when it hit him, my brother, it was like, amen, I mean to tell you, it was like sticking a hot shot, amen, to a mule. Amen. It done something for him. It did something for him. I could see him as he began, amen, to leave and, amen, begin to try to take after him. Elijah said, go back. Amen, go back. But the Bible said he went back home. He went back home, and he did this for a purpose. Now, don't get me wrong. He went back home to bid them all farewell. Oh, that's what you think. What he went back home for really was to offer a sacrifice because his body wasn't a living sacrifice like ours is, Dean. And he went back home, and he'd taken the two ox that he was plowing, and he killed them and taken the instruments, and he brought all their flesh, and he gave a feast to his friends. Thank God, and they had a big meal. Amen. And that young man started to walk. Amen. I said he started to walk. Amen. He started walking. Praise God. Amen. Elijah said, you better go back, man. You better go back, boy. He said, I won't leave you. I'm just going to keep walking. I won't leave you. Amen. The devil's going to say to you folks before this camp meeting is over 3 days, he's going to say, you've lost your walk. Let me tell you something. If you ain't got more walk than that, you ain't got no walk. I tell you what, do you stand up and spit in his face, thank God, and tell him he's a liar. Amen. You started to walk, and you're going to keep that pace. Amen. Because God told us to walk. He followed him down to Jordan. I wish I had time to go through all of it, but I don't. And he followed him down, and Elijah smote the water, and they went across, and he got a lot of news. And during this time, they said, look, amen, the Lord's going to, did you know it? Did you know it? Yeah, he knew it because he had a walk with him. Come on, I said he knew that he's going to take him away because he had a walk with him. I'm going to tell you, if you hadn't got a walk with God, you don't know what's going on. I said, if you hadn't got a walk with God, you don't know whether you're going to come. You don't know that, you don't see no danger. You got no vision. You got no discernment. If you hadn't got a walk, you hadn't got anything that it takes to get to heaven. He said, I know it. You just be quiet. Hallelujah. Amen. Just hold your peace now. Amen. I know. Yeah, I know it. Just hold your peace. Thank God. Amen. But I want you to know that when he got on the other side and Elijah, amen, was taken up from him. Amen. In that chariot of fire and a whirlwind. Amen. Yet that mantle dropped back down.
Come on.
A lot of us ain't followed far enough to get a hold of the mantle yet. We ain't walked long enough, folks. Amen. I said we hadn't walked. Everything was done afoot then. They wasn't riding. They was walking. Amen. Somebody said, what are you talking about? He had a walk with the man of God. Yeah, he did. That's all he had. Amen. He didn't have no guidance of the Holy Ghost. He didn't have anything else. All he knew to do is follow that old prophet of God that he saw miracles performed in. That's all he knew. All some folks know is to follow the preacher. And if preacher ever falls, they'll just split wide open. Come on. Amen. That's as far as they'll ever go. But if that's all you got, you hadn't got any walk. Amen. If you're going to backslide because I do, you ain't got no walk. If you're going to backslide because your neighbor does, you ain't got no walk. Husband, if you're going to backslide because your wife does, you ain't got no walk. Well, why don't we walk? I feel good at walking tonight. Praise God. Oh, he watched him go out of sight and he said, oh, last master. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Just as far as he could see him. But thank God he grabbed that old mantle. I don't know whether it really got to the ground or not till he had it in his hand. Amen. Thank God. I can see him as he walks back down. He had a brand new walk. I'll tell you what, if you hadn't got the Holy Ghost tonight, amen, if you'll follow, if you get it, you'll come out a new person. I left North Park of the Bow with a brand new walk. I got out on the mountain. I run into a man that said, I'm going to walk with you. I said, that's all right. We started walking. He's supposed to be one of the wickedest fellows that was around. We didn't get 100 yards. He didn't get, I don't know why he didn't see it all on me. I shouted all the way for about 4 miles. School hop, run. He said, I just don't like those folks that shout. I just don't see into that at all. I stopped right in the middle of the road. I turned around. I said, let me tell you. You could have told me that last week, but you come too late today. I've got to walk. Oh, hallelujah. I said, I've got to walk, Charlie. You've got to walk with God. Hallelujah. I believe as much as I'm in this building that this man hadn't had a walk with God, he'd have been in a casket tonight. Amen. Come on, say what you want to about it. You say, oh, preacher, you think your prayer's done it? I think his faith done it, if you don't know what I think. I said, I think his faith done it. Don't look at me. Bless God. He came in, he had a walk with God. He couldn't walk good. He came in lame. He'd come up the side of the seat so if he did fall, he could catch. And he walked in there with no muscles on his legs, no muscles on his arm. This side of his face come down here, and then the other side come down there. Brother, he didn't dare to stay at home and watch television. You know why? He had a walk. Oh, glory! I said he had a walk. Come on, I want to drive this home to you if there's any change. He had a walk. What do you call a walk, preacher? I call a walk a man that'll take a beating by the devil and still stand up, amen, on 2 feet and shake himself. Thank God it comes strong again. That's what I call a walk. This man came back down, amen, to old Jordan. He said, I just had part of a walk. But now I've got the mantle in my hand. It's mine now. Ain't that just like folks that get saved and get baptized in the Holy Ghost and come out? That's what happened to me. I got a hold of the mantle. I had a walk, but I tell you, I walked till I got a hold of the mantle. Tommy, bless God, and I'm still holding to that mantle. I don't even turn that mantle. Oh, and he walked back down to old Jordan. Amen. He wrapped that old mantle together. Thank God, and he smoked the water and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Amen. That river had a parted just for him, just like it did for Elijah, my friend, because, amen, he had a walk with God. And beside that, he had a double portion. Yes, he had a double portion of what God had in store. Some folks want to get out as light as they can. I tell you what I said to God. I said, God, I want all there is in it. Oh, you say you're hoggish. No, I'm not. I wasn't hoggish. I just tried to obey God. And if you think that he hadn't got everything that you need to take you through, you better get a hold again. We see that this man Elisha done more miracles than Elijah did. Amen. Why? He asked for a double portion of his spirit and he got it. Amen. Alright. I'm going to leave the New Testament, the Old Testament for a little. There's some more things I'd like to talk about. Let's talk about Daniel though before we go. What do you say? Amen. Daniel had a walk with God. It didn't make any difference what they said, what they done, what they said. He had his window being open toward Jerusalem. He prayed 3 times a day just like he always did. Amen. I tell you, the writing was done and signed. Everything was all fixed that he's to go in the line. It didn't affect him. He didn't close his window down. Somebody said, you raised his window and prayed. No, he had it up. Bless God, if you have to raise your window to pray for somebody to hear you, even for God to hear you, you ain't going to get no answer. But if you keep the window up all the time, I want you to know that God will hear you when you pray. Oh, his window being open, he made his petition 3 times a day, just like he always had. Amen. The word got around. They said, look this, Daniel. Amen. He ain't listening to what you say, King. Amen. So the old king, he seen he was in a fix anyway. He couldn't do nothing. He doesn't put his signature on it. Now, let me tell you, folks, don't stick your John Henry on everything come by, because... Amen. Come on. You might get yourself in the tide. I'm talking to somebody in this building that has talked about a Christian. God just pulled my chain right there through the Spirit. You've talked about Christian people till you're ashamed to face the world and come to an altar to pray. I ain't gonna say I'm sorry. You need to walk with God. And if you never get further enough along, break your pride, you won't never have any walk. And I tell you, when we become as humble as a little child and begin to humble ourselves down, then we'll have a walk. Daniel knew it was signed. He just kept praying. And here comes the king and said, look, amen, this can't happen. He just sent men out there and got him taken to the lion's den. Threw him in. I suppose he walked down there. I don't think they carried him. They probably marched him along. Amen. But they threw him in. They got him down there. You know what they did? God locked the lion's jaws. Amen. They had no use for Daniel. Amen. He's just some company that they couldn't do anything with. He just, I don't know, some pictures that he slept, some pictures that he done one thing to one and another. I think he just sat there and praised God. Amen. Had himself a time. I really believe that, Brother Dean. But, you know, the next morning, the old king didn't sleep and he fasted all night. Now, come on, folks, I'm talking to you. I'm going to get more serious than this, too. I'm not down to the main point. And you're going to either have to rebel, you're either going to have to say no, or you're going to have to say yes. Is it coming? I mean, there's going to be a question for each one of you. Yes, you're pretty quick. I'm looking for an altar service tonight. I said, look, old king went up there and opened the door of that den and hollered, Daniel.
Yeah.
Oh, Daniel.
Yeah.
He said, old king, live forever. He said, forever. The old king said, is a God? Is your God able to deliver you out? He said, old king, live forever. God has sent his angel right down here with me. Well, I've had a good night.
Yeah,
had a good night. Said, get him up out of there, boys. Get him out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Old Daniel started his same walk.
Amen.
Now, it may get you in the lines then, but it'll get you out.
Yes,
I had a man to call me on the phone, even to come home and talk to me worse than I ever had a man to in my life a few weeks ago. And I tried to figure out for a while, how am I going to handle this situation? Only but one thing to do, and that's to pray over everything that folks say about you and forgive them and pray for them. Oh, I'm not going to pray for people that says that kind of thing. Well, you'll either do it or spit hell wide open. There ain't but one thing I could do. I just had to get ready to pray for him. Come on. Hallelujah. All right. Amen. Daniel walked out of there. He was thrown in that den, but he walked out. When he was on top, he walked off from that den unharmed because he had a walk. Don't you wait to try to get a walk when trouble comes. If you do, if Daniel had waited, he'd have got eaten up with the lions. The three Hebrew children was cast in a fire furnace, brother. They had a walk with God. The old king says, if you don't, we're going to play this music one more time. If you don't bow to it, you're going to be cast into the fire. They said, old king, we're not careful to answer you in this matter. Amen. Then he said, you're going to be cast in the fire. And then if God is able to deliver you out, all right. If not, they said, oh, king, we'll not be careful to answer this matter.
Right.
If he does or if he don't.
Right.
And they just kept walking. And bless God, the best part of it, when they threw them in the fire, they just kept walking. They bound them in their hosiery. Amen. The hosiery, and thrown them in the fire, into the flames. But they did no more than get to the, amen, to the bottom. I don't know if they got to the bottom. Amen. Until they begin to walk.
Yeah. Glory.
Come on. Amen. How many ever heard about that old song, Walking in the Fire? The old king got all shook up again. Amen. And he went and he looked in. Amen. He hollered out and said, hey, fellas, didn't we throw three men in here? They said, true, old king. He said, well, I tell you what. Amen. There's another in there. If we throw them in, Come on, he didn't have to come in there. He was already there. Now, he don't have to come into your trouble. He's already there. I said he's already there. Thank God. You don't have to come. We'll say, oh, Lord, come do this, come do that. But he don't have to come. He is there. He's supposed to be dwelling in our heart, Tommy, and he is there. Thank God. Man, I see four in there and they're all loose. We had them all bound and they're all loose now. Amen. If you're bound tonight, if you're bound, it's because your walk with God is not what it ought to be.
Amen.
If I'm bound tonight, it's because my walk is not what it ought to be. Are you hearing me all right? My walk is not what it ought to be. Amen. Old Paul, he got knocked down on the road to Damascus. Light shone around about him, and Brother Herbert quoted that today. Amen. They led him. He was blind for about 3 days. Amen. And old Ananias come in, laid his hands on him. He received his sight, and that wasn't all he received. A lot of folks would like to stop there. The Bible said he is filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. What? Filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Somebody said, oh, that stuff stopped under the apostles. I want you to know that Paul was one of them born out of due season. He wasn't among the 12. They say, oh, that is for the 12. Well, I tell you, that this wasn't for the 12. This is exactly for what you and I have received today.
Amen.
Amen. Old Paul received it just like you and I will receive it. Come on. If we'll let him. We'll let God do it. Amen. I said we can receive it just like he received it. Because he was in the Holy Ghost dispensation. Come on. Amen. Peter standing up and saying, it's for you and your children, for them, it's a far being in me, Lord, I got your call.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to know that old Paul walked out of that city. Amen. Because they got after him. Man, he had a rough time. I don't know. He might have put on a little run. I don't think he did. I don't think Paul ever run. Amen. But he walked out to the wall, and that's as far as he could get. Now, you're going to walk up against the wall somewhere. Amen. And if you ain't got some folks that are praying for you and you ain't gathering strength from the church, come on, help me a little. Amen. If you have got away from the body of the church, you're going to head into trouble when you get up against the wall. And no doubt, you're going to get up against the wall unless you are connected to God's church that he's coming back after. Amen. That Jesus is coming back after when he splits the clouds of glory. Now, Paul had bumped a stump. He walked up against the wall. Amen. In other words, that city was fenced in and they had the gates laid away and the only way out for him, amen, was over the wall. But they let him down over the wall. Amen. And Paul walked away from that place still determined to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ because he had a walk.
Amen.
He had a walk. Now, I know I've walked you folk just about before you're going to walk, but I wish you'd walk with me just a little further. Peter and John came out of the upper room. Man, they had a walk before they went in, and they had a walk when they come out. Oh, preacher, what are you saying? I said they had to walk when they went in. Hadn't they? Wouldn't went in. There's only about 120 that went in. And they had to have a walker that never went in. You got to have a walker. You'll never get anywhere with God.
Amen. That's right.
But they came out of that upper room filled with the Holy Ghost. And the next trip for them at the beautiful gate was different to what they'd ever had it.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. That man that had laid there all them years, all that time, at the beautiful gate of the temple, but I could see them as they went down.
Yeah.
Amen. They had a walk. They had a walk. They had a double portion of a walk. Come on. I tell you, sometimes, amen, you know, it helps sometimes you're walking up a hill if you get your couple of sticks, pull yourself. But I'm going to tell you about something to do you more good than that. You just get the Holy Ghost in your life just like you have it, like you need it. And I guarantee you that the devil is going to stand back and look at you a little bit, amen, before he charges you too much.
Yes, he will.
Come on. That man, you know, I never did tell you what that man did. That man walked about 75 yards with me, Father, and there's a little old timber road turned off. They went over to a man's house. He never opened his mouth another time. I had the reins. He said, I got to go over by and see this fella. That's the last time I saw him. Now, the Bible said, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. And the reason we stay in such shape, no walk with God, is because we won't resist the wrong thing and do the right thing. That's all will ever rob you your victory. Nothing else will ever do it. Let me tell you, you're in the driver's seat. But old Peter and John went down there and said, look on us for the first time. I think they probably just kind of slipped by that fellow. Didn't have nothing to give, I suppose, you know. I know how I'd feel if I didn't have anything in my pocket and the man is shaking a cup and he's kind of feel bad. Kind of hate to say, well, sir, I just haven't got anything. Usually just kind of walk around and go. I've saw people shun folks on the street begging. You probably have too. If they saw them over there, they'd go down the other street. And I suppose that's what they probably felt like before. They still had a walk with God, but they were still something that they did now. But they had it this time. I said they had it this time. And Peter, I think he just felt so good, maybe just to prove that old boy he didn't have nothing in his pocket, that he just turned his pockets wrong side out. Amen. And said, gold and silver have I none. But such as I have. Oh my God. If this old boy could have seen that heart turn wrong side out, he wouldn't have had took him by the hand. He'd just have jumped straight up. If he could have saw what was on the inside of those men, he'd have been on his feet before they could ever touch him.